This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
Delighted to be having a chat, all of course, with celebrity stylist Trudy Hayes. You're a celebrity stylist and scalp specialist with over 25 years experience in fashion and hair and film industries, so we know that you know your stuff. Thank you so much for taking the time to have a chat to me here on the Hub and I Radio. It's great to talk to you.
No problem. I'm here to help you with scalps and stuff.
Absolutely. Now, of course, we all think that we should really look after our hair, but I guess really it probably starts with, you know, looking after your scalp and making sure that you know exactly what you're doing. Have you got, you know, any tips if people kind of find their scalp a little bit itchy or dry? What could be the cause of that?
There's lots of reasons that can be the cause of that. And it's really important that we think about our scalps every now and then, because they're an extension of our own skin. Mm-hmm. And it's not something that we think about every day until something like what you're talking about happens. We get an itchy scalp, it gets a bit tight, we get some flakes, hair starts falling, and that's when we start thinking, oh, maybe I should think about this. There's loads of things we can do when we get an itchy flaky scalp, or an itchy scalp in general, or some sort of like dandruff or anything like that. Mm-hmm. It's important that you have a look at that, because there's lots of different reasons why this might be happening. First of all, check out your shampoo, that if you changed something recently.
Yeah.
Sometimes shampoos that have a high alcohol content or that have a lot of perfumes in them can make the scalp feel a little bit itchy or tight, and it can be something as simple as that. If you're getting little tiny flakes at certain times of year, it's generally just a dry scalp.
Okay.
And you might need to use something more moisturising. Look for a moisturising shampoo, maybe something with oats in it, something that balances out the pH balance of your scalp. And then again, if they're bigger flakes, and usually they're a little bit yellow in the scalp, have a little look there, ask your hairdresser to have a look. That can actually be dandruff.
Okay.
And dandruff is a medical condition, so it's completely different. But you will know, because dandruff kind of has a little bit of a smell to it. And again, the flakes can be that little bit larger. You'll always have those flakes on your collar or if you wear darker colours. And that needs a medicated shampoo. That needs something a little bit more to help that along. Something with tar in it or charcoal will help that along the way. But you'll know yourself, the smaller flakes generally at certain times of year, when it comes into the winter time, are usually, I'm wearing hats, it's generally just your scalp getting dry.
I know. Yeah. You mentioned as well about, you know, the pH balance in your hair care. We hear a lot of people talking about it, you know, I suppose for our skin and our face and that type of thing. But how important is pH balance in hair care products for trying to maintain your healthy scalp? Because obviously, maybe that's what could be an issue that you need to address.
Yeah, it is important. I mean, we're not going to go around thinking of these things all of the time,
yeah.
But it's important to keep the balance of your scalp and your hair. Your scalp is like a little ecosystem all of its own, and the quality of your scalp will really predict the quality of your hair. And historically, I guess, we have been fixing problems or masking problems, and big product companies have been fixing up things once they've happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your hair is feeling crap, let's you know, use A, B or C.
Yeah.
And now over the years, we've done more research and realised everything starts at the root. Pardon the pun. And if we can help the scalp from the get-go, we'll have better quality, stronger hair. So the pH balance of your scalp and keeping your scalp completely balanced and nourished from the get-go is very, very important. So you can see that. You'll read it on a lot of the labels and products. You don't have to, like, shampoos and conditioners will shout about it. So you will know if they have a proper balance in it. And 5.5 is the neutral balance for the scalp and a healthy balance for the scalp.
Brilliant. I know you maybe you're a big fan yourself about, you know, regular scalp massage for the hair to help hair growth. And we see a lot of people, kind of more so now on TikTok and Reels on Instagram, having a chat about, you know, actually massaging your scalp. You know, what do you recommend with that? How often should you do it? You know, how does it help?
I think you cannot underestimate the power of massage. Some people will blow it off as like, you know, mumbo jumbo or heebie jeebie, but it's so important to massage your scalp daily if you can. It doesn't have to be a lot of minutes. It can be a couple of minutes while you're watching the telly. You can give it a few extra minutes while you're shampooing your hair. But really what that does is it stimulates the blood flow up into the hair follicle, and it the follicles need that blood flow for good, healthy, quality air. So massaging the scalp every day. You can make it a thing with you and your partner if you wanted. You can like just use that extra few minutes in the shower or just while you're watching telly. It's so simple. People don't want to do it because it's you need to be consistent to make it work. But it doesn't cost any money. It takes a couple of minutes and it's you will not understand the power of it and how the quality of your hair will improve in a month if you keep it going. You know, it's just that extra minute or two in the shower or wherever you are. But it's super important to get the blood flowing to the scalp. If you're having hair that's falling, if you have any problems with tightness, if your head is sensitive. And that's more in modern living as well, because people are like cranked over computers all day and they really feel that sensitive scalps are like huge now at the moment. Like people are really, really suffering with that kind of thing. So massage, I fully back that.
100%. Absolutely. Definitely. I know you mentioned just recently there about ingredients and all of that kind of stuff, but if somebody feels like they do have sensitive scalp, you know, what ingredients should people look out for in hair care? I'm so interested because I heard you mention oat as well, because usually we'd be like, oh yeah, we'll have an oat milk coffee or something like that, but you never kind of realise that that could actually be beneficial for your hair care as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Oats are really, really gentle on the scalp. And then when they break down with warm water, they leave a kind of milky residue. So if you suffer from like a sensitive scalp or anything with flaking or drying, it can really, really nourish them and soften out the pH balance as well and the lipids on the scalp. Aveeno hair care is really nice for that. But there's loads of products on the market that are really, really beautiful that have an oat-based ingredient in there.
Amazing. And then I guess, you know, how does product build up on the scalp actually affect, you know, hair health? You know, we might have a chat about how often do you wash your hair, you know, what products are you using, all of that kind of stuff. But like, what's the best way to prevent product build up? Because I'm sure that can kind of maybe aggravate your scalp as well if you're using a lot of maybe dry shampoo or oils, or because there's a lot of products out there right now that kind of promote different things, but you never know that those products could actually be, you know, building up in the scalp.
Yeah, lots of things can build up on the scalp that we don't realise. Hairsprays, and like that dry shampoo, powders that we use. Like, there's not a massive problem unless we're using them in place of an actual shampoo. If you're using them 4 days in a row, every week, you really have to have a look at yourself, you know, because that will be building up in your scalp. Scalp buildup is detrimental to the hair follicle completely. Like if you suffer from any sort of hair falling or clogged pores, like dirt, sweat, dead skin cells, dermis, oil build up every single day on your scalp, and it's important that we slough them away. You don't have to wash it every day. You don't have to wash your hair every single day, but every second or third day is perfect. But it is important that we remove that dirt and we clear it off. Sweat and oils do build up and they clog all their pores. And they prevent the hair follicle from pushing through. So, yeah, it is important to exfoliate every now and again with an exfoliating shampoo. Or if you don't want to do that, you can get the scalp brushes. But what's important about these is that we don't scrub our heads too much with them. You know, I think it's important that you have a little chat with your hairdresser to show you how to use them very, very mildly, little circles around the scalp, and try and use the ones that don't have, like, the hard prongs. They should be movable or rubber.
Okay.
You know, they should be able to, or silicone, and be able to move on your scalp. They shouldn't be, like, really, really hard and the abrasive on the scalp, because that can cause other problems as well. But, yeah, it's very important to exfoliate your scalp every month if you can, once a week if you have the time. Yeah, it's important.
That's amazing. Well, I think we've learned lots, and hopefully now we all will be looking after our scalp a lot more. Trudy, of course, you're the founder of Raven Hair Care. If anybody wants to maybe check out some of your favourite hair care products, or even if they want to maybe reach out and find out what you're getting up to yourself, where's the best place to go?
I'm Raven Hair Care across all channels. Slide into my DMs.
Ah, brilliant stuff. Trudy, it's been absolute pleasure having a chat to you. Thank you so much for sharing your knowledge with us. I really appreciate it, and no doubt we'll have you back again to have another chat very soon.
You too, Louise. Thanks a million. The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.